Left shirt or right shirt? Left or right? Look out, world! Gyrus is up and ready for a brand new day!
It's 6 p.m. on a Saturday, Gyrus.
Wait, it's Saturday? Frig! I could have slept in late then.
You sure you don't want some sort of booster chair or some books to sit on?
Ah, no! I turned off the reactor, made sure the Geodicus template was deactivated, locked the garage. So why does it feel like I'm forgetting something important today?
Have you checked your calendar thing recently? If I remember right, you had about 7 red circles around today's date, so maybe. Jairus?
Gotta pack. Can't
Jairus?
stay. Pack fast. I can't believe I forgot about them. I gotta get out of here. Maybe the mountains or some beach place. I think I own a beach place, or maybe they would know that. Frig! I'll worry about that
What's
later.
gotten into you, Jairus? Are you okay? You're acting like there is some sort of mafia group out to get you.
The mafia! I could only wish. Oh no, it's much worse than any dark organization. It's family.
I'm guessing that you and your family don't get along very well.
Oh, we get along just fine, at least according to their standards. I'm the youngest of 6 older sisters, and despite my best efforts, I can't seem to make them see me as anything but the baby brother. It's aggravating to have everything you do get ignored, or, aw, that's so cute, Jai Jai, and to be constantly treated like a little child.
Aw, Gyrus, I don't see how anyone could possibly mistake you for a child.
Ha ha. I might not see you eye to eye, but I can hear your sarcasm just fine.
Okay, so you're kid-sized, but only to beings or creatures my size, not to other little mice and rats and things.
Exactly. I take after my dad, who's a pure-blood kangaroo rat. However, my mom is only half that.
Half kangaroo rat? So what is the other half?
Eh.
Oh, you mean half in that sense.
Still wearing those glasses, I
Let
see.
go, let go, let go, let go!
Didn't say please.
Let me go, or I swear to everything holy.
Hi there. Jairus, I want you to know we will always love you no matter
A
what. Looks like
friend!
you're
A
following
friend!
Dad's
He's just a
route.
friend!
Scrawny little twig kids, all of you are. I swear, did not eating become a fad with you all or something? I'm surrounded by little toothpicks. You would think with all your money, Gyrus, you could afford to eat something. Eh? Who's this? Bah! Way too skinny.
Really? But the doctor said I was at a good weight.
I just hope I can find the kitchen in time.
Don't mind Moira. She'll be a lot better once she gets some coffee. Anyway, nice to meet you. I'm Juris's father.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nah, just call me Seth. As for the screaming banshee horde, there's Latira, Ellen, Merly, Jaina, Kim, and Nell. You already know Juris, I'm presuming.
Which one is which?
Beats me. I lost track after 4.
Nothing beats sitting back with caffeine in one's system, especially when your kids are out of your hair for a while. Sorry about earlier, Lorendo, wasn't it?
Yes. Lorenda Soul Stealer.
Soul Stealer, eh? That from the demon class?
Demon Mare. It's from my mom's side. I hope that it's not a problem. I realize that with me living
Nah.
here.
I have plenty of faith in Gyrus' choice of friends. Gyrus always did seem to make friends with creatures rather than with other beings. Like when he was younger, there was this one weird winged boy. Donnie, I think. Or Danny. I'd really like to talk with Gyrus, but I hate to pull him away from spending time with his sisters.
No problem. Leave it to me. The trick is to distract them. Hey, girls! I'm gonna order a pizza for dinner. What type of toppings do y'all want on it?
Pepperoni and mushrooms! I hate olives!
Weed!
Ew, gross!
Thanks, Dad.
So what? I want olives
No
on it.
problem. You think after doing this so much, they would catch on by now.
I'll get it. I owe Gyrus a few dinners anyway. 6 sisters? No wonder Gyrus was desperate to get away. They seem nice enough, but I understand how aggravating family can be. Gotta confess, I'd really hate to be in his position right now.
So you do live here.
Mom! What are you doing here?
Surprise visit.
Oh, don't worry about tipping the delivery boy. He's no longer going to need it. Nice place you have here. Much nicer than the Twink place. Who did you knock off to get it?
No one, Mom. A friend is letting me stay here, and I pay rent.
A friend, eh? Aren't we the little succubus?
Oh, stop it. Jarvis is a good friend, and right now his family is here visiting, so I want you on your best behavior. So no doing all those things that you are prone to do.
What? I'm offended. I'll have you know I'm more than capable of behaving and doing good. In fact, just a while ago I stopped a nasty assassin who was prowling outside this very house.
Mom, those are hedge clippers. You just killed off a gardener.
Oh, well, that does explain all the flower seed packets in the shovel.
Jairus, I'd like to introduce you to my mom, Cryo Soulstealer. She decided to give me a surprise visit.
Hello! It's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Why, no, Jairus. The pleasure is all mine. I must say you look quite healthy. I bet you'd be an utter delight to eat. Probably tender and lean.
No. Bad, Mom. Bad. Bad!
Really, I thought a nice firm handshake, a big smile, and a compliment to one's health was a good thing.
Hey! You're supposed to ask for pouch permission.
My name is Cryo Soulstealer. Entire cities have trembled in the wake of my destruction. Mothers tell their children of my deeds in order to scare them into discipline, only to have them waken screaming in terror as my image haunts their dreams. Saying my name's at times like a curse, and beings speak of my terrible crimes in hushed whispers. I am quite possibly the most evil and feared monster in all of Foray. Second only to Miss Mariah Gianni, attorney at law.
Ha! Flattery gets you nowhere. You always were the long-winded one.
I should get a card like you. We missed you at last year's Evil Beach Party.
Hell is filled with estrogen.
After finding them together, I finally realized that he was lying to me the entire time. Filled with rage, I laid waste not only to them both, but also to the entire farm. Even to this day, they never found enough body parts to hold a funeral for them.
My word. That has to be the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, really, leaving you for a younger mare, while you were pregnant even. What a jerk. I would have taken him to court.
I considered it for a second, but then I decided not to be cruel to him.
Oh, my little Jai Jai. He's so precious and such a little smarty. Jairus was always our little inventor, going off and building little gadgets and things. I always knew he'd go off and be a success.
I've always been proud of Lorenda. She's been very independent and strong. When growing up, she always showed great potential in schools.
Oh? She got top grades in school, I take it?
Great schmades! Top of the food chain!
Mom!
I tried to raise Lorenda the best I could, but I fell short during her teens. It's my own fault. I should have had her go off to a private school for demon mares, but instead I sent her to a base public so she'd blend.
Don't start this, Mom. Just because I decided not to go on rampages.
It was that gang she fell into that's to blame. Since she didn't fit in, she fell into a bad crowd that led her to straying from the right path in life.
Whoa. So you're saying it's not good to eat beings and do evil?
Indeed. With peace and love, we can bring the world together in harmony.
Like, yeah, man.
Well, that's good.
Jairus, mind your manners.
But what about her? She's the one who eats beings.
I take it you don't agree with my lifestyle and choices.
No, I don't agree. Though I'd love to hear your explanation.
I'd love to, but I'm bad at explaining. I'm so much better at giving demonstrations instead.
Jai!
Mom, don't you dare!
Hey, this is in between me and Jairus. So... Say I want to snap your neck just now. Can you stop me from doing it? Any magic to defend you? No. No inherited traits of defense. Nothing. Exactly. You have nothing. You beings are odd things. You base the value of life purely if something is sentient or simply self-aware. Whereas we base it on power. Those who have power have the right to use it over those who don't. If you can't be strong enough to survive, then you deserve death.
And speaking of deserving death...
I know better than to kill your friends. Besides, Mariah might sue me.
So you're more powerful. So what? It doesn't make what you do any more right or any less evil.
Jeez, aren't you the stubborn one? How is it any different from beings? You eat non-sentient animals. Why? because you can, because they are weaker and unable to stop you. That's life. Those who fly have wings. Those who live undersea have the gills to do so. Those who aren't strong are doomed to live at the feet of those who are. So... Teeth!
It's a bad virus! I thought you grew out of this! Well, that was fun. Pity Krya had to leave so soon.
Oh, I can't believe I did that!
She didn't seem too upset by it all. You're lucky you didn't chip a tooth.
I'm lucky? I acted like an idiot and tried to gnaw her ankles. I'm pretty sure that's a big no-no in the demon book. She probably hates me and is plotting my death right now. Nothing is worse than being hated by a demon.
So friggin' hot in that whole anarchy against the system and biting my ankle. Rawr.
No, Mom. No.
He's single, right? That guy's sought the visit more often.
No!
I guess we should leave, too. Got things to do. Don't worry, I'll talk to Krya. Now give Mom kisses.
Ah, Mom! Must you do that?
Oh, hush. Now be a good boy for me.
Your mom nearly throttled me. Nell broke a $2,000 vase. And I think Dad just stole my handheld player. I must say, this is probably the best visit I ever had from them.